know Yemanu Kan Hayom v'Yesh Enos Kan Hayom. Okay. Parshat Yisrael, of course, has a plethora of mitzvahs that one could choose from, and this is now our fifth shir on Parshat Yisrael over the years, and we've picked from other of the Dibros before. We've discussed Kippah Na'aseh Eim, and we've discussed Anochi, the first Dibra. We've discussed Lo Signo, and we've also discussed issues of Shabbos. And I wanted to go back to one of the issues of Shabbos today, which the Mechilta cites our Parsha as a source for. Of course, we know in Perikov, Pasuk Chet, the famous Pasuk of Zohar, as Yom HaShabbos Makacho, the mitzvah of remembering Shabbos, the reference to, of course, the mitzvah of Asei. If you take a look at the Mechilta on our Pasuk, on the Parsha, the Mechilta says that Zohar, Yom HaShabbos Makacho, is the source for the mitzvah of Tosefa Shabbos. What does Tosefa Shabbos mean? Tosefa Shabbos means what we call in our vernacular making early Shabbos. So we, unfortunately, and Rav Moshe Feinstein has a truth about this, we, unfortunately, are primarily motivated by convenience. If we make early Shabbos in the summer, of course, that's for most of us, at least it's for convenience sake. However, as we'll see, there really is a mitzvah to make early Shabbos, and in fact, to the extent that Rav Moshe and this tshuva actually wonders whether you fulfill the mitzvah if your motivation is just for convenience. That's not our topic, but I'm just, I can't resist mentioning it. But there is an issue which the Mechilta says comes from our pasuk, a notion that one can and one should accept Shabbos even earlier than it officially starts. So what I'd like to do this evening is to discuss some of the basics. Where do we know this from? Where's the source for this idea? Who does it apply to? How early can you accept Shabbos? How late can you accept Shabbos? Some very basics. I want to give you a few bullet points of the basics. And then for the bulk of the shiur, the meat of the shiur, I want to discuss something that is both theoretical and practical. And that is, I want to discuss conceptually, how does Tosefa Shabbos work? What does that mean to make Shabbos early? You know, we're so familiar with the phrase, but what does that mean? What are we accomplishing? And then I want to discuss 6, 7, or 8, depending on the time allows, practical shilas that relate to details of Tosefa Shabbos, which I think are very much dependent, will hinge on our understanding of how Tosefa Shabbos works. So first, to start in the beginning, beyond this Mechilta, this Medrash that I mentioned, the most famous source in Shas is actually a Gemara in Masechta Yuma on Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis. The source in Shas for Tosefa, the idea of doing something even earlier, actually comes the Gemara Darshans about Yom Kippur, that there's a mitzvah to have start Yom Kippur, sometime earlier than Yom Kippur would actually begin. Tosefes Yom Kippurim. And the Gemara seems to say that once we know it for Yom Kippur, it would be true for a regular Shabbos and Yom Tif as well. Just a note, we really could give a shir almost just on this, but just a note that the Rambam has a very famous and controversial position on this. If you take a look at the Rambam, he quotes in Hilchos Shvisas Asor, that's the laws of Yom Kippur, he quotes the idea of adding on Tosefes Yom Kippurim, but the Rambam does not quote as a halacha Tosefes Shabbos, making early Shabbos, or making an early Yontif. And the classical commentaries on the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah, the Magid Mishnah, they have a whole discussion, but for the most part, they assume that in fact the Rambam denies the notion of early Shabbos, at least on a Torah level. He denies that Mida Araisa, there's a concept of early Shabbos, and he thinks that may be unique to Yom Kippur. Whether it exists on a Durabanan level or it doesn't exist at all, that's a further debate. But it seems pretty clear that the Rambam, unlike most other commentaries, most other Rishonim, that the Rambam may have this unique opinion that Tosefes is unique and limited to Yom Kippur. Whether or not that's the Rambam's opinion, as I mentioned, if you take a look in the Beis Yosef and the Bir Halacha, they both in Siman Reish Samach Aleph, they both give you a whole survey and a summary of all of the other Rishonim. And for the most part, the Rambam, even if that's what he believes, is completely overwhelmed. The overwhelming majority of Rishonim, like what seems to be the simple gist of the Gemara Paskin, that there is a notion on a Torah level of early Shabbos, of Tosefa Shabbos, and in fact, even though the Shulchan Aruch does seem, out of respect, to give a nod and cite the Rambam as an alternative opinion, But the primary psak of the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Samach Gimel Sif Beis is in fact that we do have a notion, there's a mitzvah to accept Shabbos early. So with that basic background, yes, that's the assumption that we make according to most authorities. Now with that basic background, let's just take 2-3 minutes and I'll just give you quickly, 5 different bullet points in terms of just some of the real basic details of Tosefta Shabbos. In truth, each one of these 5 could perhaps be, if not a shiur in itself, but certainly a much larger discussion, and maybe in some future year we'll revisit some of these details in more in depth. But for now, let's just discuss a little bit of the where, what, and when, or the why, what, and when of Tosefes, and then we'll get to the real meat of our topic for the shiur. So number one, the first most basic question one could ask is, how much time must be added? When we say you have to make early Shabbos, well, is there a requirement, a minimum requirement, for how early one has to be before sunset? And in fact, again, without getting into all the details of who says what and why one would say one thing, but just so you should know, in fact, there's a big discussion in the poskim about this question, and there seems to be a range from anywhere of 1 to 2 minutes, which is the most lenient opinion. As long as you're 1 or 2 before sunset, that's sufficient. And there are others who are much more strict on the outer limit, who say that you have to accept Shabbos almost 15 minutes or so before sunset. So that's kind of one question. What's the latest one can do? Some sheets say as late as 1 or 2 minutes before Shabbos, and others say you have to have a bigger buffer, as much as perhaps 15 minutes. Who is obligated in this mitzvah? Again, it doesn't mean if you didn't do what you did in Aveira. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. But who is obligated to try to do this mitzvah? And the Kaf HaChaim points out that just like all the other positive mitzvahs associated with Shabbos, he says we would assume that women are obligated, and this just as equal as men. Women and men are obligated. How early? How late could be up until right about Shabbos? But let's say tomorrow morning, it's Friday morning, I'm ready. You know, kids are off of school. You know, it's either them drive me nuts all day to take them to the mall, or, you know, and can we see another video, and can we play another video game? So, you know, one day a week, I'm free from that. It's Shabbos, we can't do any video games today. So, you know what, maybe I want to get a little extra today. I'll say, Friday, no more video games. School's on vacation, too bad. Tosefta Shabbos. Can I do that tomorrow morning? So the answer is, this is also a discussion in the postgame, and the Mishnah Brura quotes as a definitive psak, that the earliest one can accept Shabbos on Friday is what's known as Plag HaMincha, which is approximately 1.25 hours before sunset. So basically, the earliest you could do it is 1.25 hours before. That wasn't before. That wasn't 1.25 hours before.
They used to go out much earlier.
Why do you think it's earlier? I don't think it was earlier. And if it was earlier, it wasn't Tosefta Shabbos. The business of Tosefta Shabbos, the outer limit on one end is 1.25 hours, and on the other extreme, it may be as much as close as 1 or 2 minutes. So anywhere in that range, the sooner you do it, the more of a mitzvah it would be. Now, of course, the last, most basic question discussed, which is the million-dollar question, is how do you do it? How does one fulfill this mitzvah? What one must do to accept Shabbos early? What do you say? What are the options? There's at least 3 broad options. So you're speaking more specifically. Broadly speaking, in terms of types of behavior, what might be required, would you think? There's 3 possibilities of types of behavior that are required for accepting early Shabbos.
They say, I accept Shabbos.
So one is verbally, a verbal acceptance. What's the second possibility? Just stopping malacha, good. And what's the third possibility? Somewhere in the middle. Not saying it, but thinking it. In fact, if you take a look, and again, in the poskim, you have a wide range of views. Most poskim hold that preferably there should be some form of a verbal acceptance of Shabbos. Now, within that dominant camp that says you have to verbally accept Shabbos, within that, there's a sub-machlokes, 4 or 5 different positions. Well, how, or at least possibilities, that's not so much of a machlokes, how can one do it? So some say that if you sing Lachadodi, right, that's accepting Shabbos. Certainly Bowie, the last one, Bowie Shabbos Kala, So that might be Shabbat. That might be sufficient. Others say that the subsequent paragraph, Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, that's accepting it. Some suggest that even saying Good Shabbos, you say to somebody Good Shabbos, you've obviously acknowledged that it's already Shabbos. Others suggest that when the women light the candles, the bracha, the Hazlik Ner Shel Shabbos, that's sufficient. All these are variations of some verbal.
A lot of times you say Good Shabbos when you leave your wife and you get into your car. So, that doesn't mean anything.
You should be careful. You should be careful. You should make sure to have in mind that you're not accepting Shabbos.
Some people say it'll teach to be a good Shabbos when it becomes Shabbos. You know
people who talk that way?
My father-in-law used to talk that way.
Sounds like an interesting man.
Some would say that on Arab Shabbos, Friday,
what's
not a good Shabbos,
a
good Arab Shabbos.
Yeah, I think I may have mentioned in the past that Rav Soloveitchik was a very big, he had a very famous philosophical, Musar Drusha, where he mentioned, I don't know how many years ago this was, but he was mentioning that he was proud that, this is for Europe, we've overseen this in history. He was proud that, thank God, Orthodoxy had survived, it was probably in the 60s or 70s, and the threat of non-Shomer Shabbos. And Baruch Hashem, he says, we have a generation in America of Shomer Shabbos, and that wasn't to be taken for granted. But what he said, lamenting, which is what we don't have, which we had in Europe, is that we don't have a generation of Erev Shabbos Yidden. I told it on Shalosh Shittos.
That's right.
I've said it more than once. I'm in your dreams, probably overseeing. The question is, am I in your nightmares also? But I know I'm in your dreams. Anyway, so I don't know how if he himself did it, but I know, for example, Rabbi J.J. Schachter once told me that he is makbid on Fridays. He wishes everyone, from the time he gets, goes to the bakery or the shul on Friday morning, he wishes people a good Erev Shabbos. Exactly for this, to be Mekayim, this idea of being excited for Shabbos, and to realize that the preparation, the Friday, is also an issue. Anyway, so those are all various possibilities to fulfill this ideal requirement of verbally accepting Shabbos. There's a second shita, there's a second school of thought, which is, no, you don't have to verbally declare it, but you do have to think it. As long as I think, okay, I'm accepting Shabbos early, that's sufficient. That's a second school of thought. And then there's a third school of thought, which is... Absolutely. Again, yeah, any of these. We're not even... The ramifications of this minimally prohibit you from working. And it may be other things as well, which is going to be the next part of our shir. But for sure, it prohibits you from working. Absolutely. It's by definition. There's no Shabbos if you're working. By definition. But the second shita, second school of thought is it's enough to think it. But then there's a third school of thought, the Alta Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Shulchan Aruch Harav. And if I'm not mistaken, I heard that my Rebbe, Rabbi Willick, I think he felt that this was more correct as well, technically, that you don't even have to do that. You don't even have to make a conscious thought or decision in your mind except Shabbos, but rather, just stopping from doing malacha is already enough. A conscious decision to stop from doing malacha, that's already enough. That's already in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and as I said, some others may accept that as well. So you have a gamut of positions, either requiring verbally declaring it in some form or another, thinking it, or perhaps not even that, just stopping malacha may be sufficient. So this is a few of the, again, very, very, very quickly, very much b'kitzer, this is a few of the kind of why, where, and when, so to speak, of Tosefta Shabbos. After they were Makabel Shabbos?
Mm-hmm.
Let's assume that with all the Hidurim, he went to Mikvah, he put on a Gartel, Hareini Makabel Shabbos Kodesh! Yeah, absolutely, you better believe it.
No,
sir.
The guy, you're not working, you stopped doing Malacha, and then
No, but again, you stopped it just coincidentally because you happened to be resting, or because you made a decision, I'm stopping from Malacha?
But I mean, then...
You didn't answer my question.
What's
the mechanism of that most lenient position or most mockery?
If
Lamaisa
is Shabbos, it's darkness. I was becoming myself, but the rest of the Kabbalah Israel wasn't. They're not becoming.
Okay, fine.
If I went with Sukkah an hour before...
We're going to get to that, since that's going to be one of our discussions. Okay, so let's hold off. What exactly... You're getting it, Jerry. Very good. Is what am I accomplishing by that? Okay, but leave that aside... for a moment, in terms of how much we can push the envelope. But minimally, is what I said to Louis a few minutes ago, minimally it means I can't do malacha. It's a joke to say that I was Makaba Shabbos, but I'm scared of malacha. That for sure it means.
You won't get Malchus for it, though.
Who said? It's Shabbos.
It's Shabbos.
Yes. Yes, it's a Shachan Aruch Harav. I'm just pointing out that these are, that those who, again, that's the biggest chumrah in a certain sense. Because again, according to the other shitas, just stopping working is enough, and therefore if I did malacha, I'd be okay. It's the biggest chumrah in a sense. It's a kula and a chumrah, you understand? It's easiest to accomplish, but then once you got it, you got it. You're in the deep end. You can't get
it.
I don't know if that's so simple. What types of leniencies? Good, that has to do with what is accomplished. But it certainly can't do malacha. That's, again, that's if you're not, that's suffik yom suffik laila. But so we're machmir from the beginning of that period. But if I've accepted Shabbos already, again, depending on what that means, we haven't yet, I'm happy to entertain the questions, but we haven't yet gotten to what it means yet. Depending on how ambitious one's understanding of the Sefer Shabbos is, it may very well have Daraisa implications. Okay, let's get into it. Many of the Achronim discuss this issue. I'll just give you even three sources, just three easy sources to look up. One is Rav Zsolti in the Mishnah Siyavet Siman Chavtes. One is the Minchas Asher of Asher Weissa on the Parsha, and even more Bekitzer, if you have the Nefesh HaRav, Rav Shechter's biography of Rav Soloveitchik, so he quotes from Rav Soloveitchik as well, and again, I'm sure there's 10 others who have this similar discussion, a big, big discussion in the Achronim. What exactly is Tosefta Shabbos? What is accomplished? What are you doing? What does that mean? After all, is it Shabbos on the seventh day? What does that mean? How can I make Shabbos on Friday? Shabbos is Shabbos. So what does that mean to have early Shabbos? We take it for granted, but it's a really bizarre concept. What does that mean, early Shabbos? So there's, in most of the Svarim, you will see two possibilities, but in some of the Svarim, you will see a variation, which really is a third. So I'll give you the three, but we'll probably be focusing on the latter two. The first and most minimalist approach is that one says, Ein Chanami, of course it's not Shabbos yet. It's still Friday. But I'm accepting upon myself at this earlier stage a prohibition of malacha. That's the most minimal position. It's a limitation. It didn't accomplish anything. It just limits. It limits what I can do. It's not Shabbos yet, but I am going to act as if it were. I'm not going to do malacha. That's
based on that premise, then if I did it in Avera, it's not an Avera. So I'm just taking on something for myself.
What do you mean if you did it in Avera, it's not Avera? Now, I accepted not to do malacha. But that obligates you. That acceptance obligates you.
So for breaking the Neder or for being a Chol
Shabbos? I think it's a Chol Shabbos. You want to still do malacha, don't start Shabbos early. Again, imagine. You came home, you made early Shabbos in the summer, and you came home, and then you turned on the radio. That's not a malacha? Of course it is. Yeah, but for you, that's... Oh, no, I didn't say it's you at Shabbos yet. Again, that's the discussion. So far, all we said is, position one, for you, it's Asr and Malacha. Okay? Let me get the other two. Let me just get some of this out there. It'll be clear as we go through. Number two is a little bit more ambitious. Number two, and this you'll see in a lot of the Svarim, number two is that basically it's a spillover of Kedusha. It's still Friday. But it's like, again, imagine that the pitcher is filled all the way up, and then I poured a little bit more in. So the Kedusha of Shabbos spills over from Shabbos back into Friday. It's still Friday, but for me, Friday, an hour or even 10 minutes or whatever before, there's a shmek, there's a bit of Kedusha Shabbos spilled over into Friday. And the third approach, which is the most ambitious, is not only a Mayasar and Malacha, not only is the Kedusha spillover, but you know why the Kedusha spilled over, and you know why it's Asr and Malacha? Because it's already, for me, it's already Saturday. It's as if it's already nighttime. I can change, in the halachic universe, I can change the calendar. I think I may have mentioned, certainly in other shirim I've mentioned, that when I started learning Mishnayos with my son, who was, I guess, either 7 or just 8 then, and the second Masechta we did, I'm sorry, the first Masechta that we did together was Sukkah. So especially in the beginning of Sukkah, the first parak, there's so many complicated things. You know, if you have three walls, it's really four. If you have two and a half, it's really three. And you have this much space in between the schach, that counts. And it's a this and a dafer kum. And he obviously couldn't understand it. It didn't make any sense to him, you know, because he's looking. I even had a picture mishnayis, but it still didn't make any sense. So I said to him, you have to understand. You have to put on your halacha glasses. When you put on halacha glasses, you see things that you wouldn't see otherwise. So here also, when you put on the halacha glasses, it's not Friday anymore. It's already Friday night. It's already a calendar day of Shabbos. That's the third and most ambitious approach. We're going to see, if I have the time, I have at least 8 nafka mina to discuss with you. Okay? There's a lot of nafka mina. You got 2 of them already. But let's start more basic than other halachos. Let's stick in Shabbos first, okay? The first most basic question, which we take for granted, but in the earlier postgame they did not take for granted. I made early Shabbos. Can I make Kiddush in early Shabbos? Or do I have to wait until nightfall? Maybe it means that. Maybe I can daven early. Does that mean I'm allowed to make Kiddush? And the Rav Zsolti in the Mishnah Yahavitz, he says this is the most basic question. If you assume that all Tosefta Shabbos is A, which is that it's just an Isser and Malacha, then for sure you wouldn't be able to make Kiddush. If you assume that the second approach, that it's additional of Kedusha, then it's a question, maybe yes, maybe no. If you assume that it's really a calendar day, it's already Friday night, then of course you would think yes. Now it is worth noting, just in the spirit of full disclosure, I don't want anyone to think they caught me, that I'm hiding something from you. It is worth noting, and the post can point out, that the Rambam, of all people, in Perek Chav Tes of Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam paskins that one should make Kiddush before nightfall. And they point out, it can't be for Tosefta Shabbos. Because the Rambam, as we said, doesn't hold of Tosefta Shabbos. Only he holds only of Tosefta Yom Kippurim. So the Achronim point out, Rav Asher Weiss mentions this, and the Mishnah Yahavitz mentions this, that the Rambam apparently holds, this will be a Hilchos Kiddush here, that the Rambam holds that part of the mitzvah of Kiddush is to dafka make Kiddush before Friday night. Well, that's not usually how we use the term, but okay. In a certain, before Shkia. I mean, we treat Shkia already as Shabbos, yeah. But the Rambam says that idea. It seems like it's not a Tosefta's halacha. It's Migufa Dina de Kiddush. Just to show you how striking it is, the Rambam says in the same halacha that you should make Havdalah before nightfall. The Rambam says that Kiddush and Havdalah should both be a minute or two before, or at least a little bit before, that time. It's in Perek Chav Tes of Chashabas, halacha Yid Aleph. So that notwithstanding, the simple understanding is that whether you make Kiddush or not is going to be dependent a little bit on our question. A more prevalent question, which is much more discussed even in the poskim, is not about Kiddush. Good, I came home and I made Kiddush. I want to start my Suda again. What's the whole purpose of it? Let's be honest, the convenience factor, right? I'm making an early Shabbos for my kids. We start Friday night dinner. Does it matter? Does it matter that if I finish the meal before it gets dark? Or do I have to somehow make sure? Now, after all, we know, Pasuk says, right, the mon, we learned that last week, the mon, right, hayom 3 times, that you have to have 3 meals on Shabbos. So if I have one of my meals, my Friday night meal, before it's even Friday night, it's still Friday, does that count or not? And this is, in fact, a big discussion. The Maharal of Prague is quoted in the Bach, and the Maharshal is the most, or Shlomo Luria is the most well known, they are both machmir, that even if you start your meal early, that's fine, but you should make sure to have at least a kezias of bread, a kezias of lechem, after it gets dark.
This is all regarding to
that's exactly what we're talking about.
I'm saying, in other words, the meaning of Tosefta Shabbos, as opposed to convenience, and in other words,
The only thing I mentioned about convenience is that according to Moshe, if you did it for convenience, you might not have fulfilled the mitzvah.
Okay.
But I'm saying, forget that. You did it behidura, as I said. Your kids are all out of the house. And you did it It's the winter. Adarab, it's hard to make early Shabbos. But you did it because you love Hashem and you love Torah. Right? And you did it early. So now the question is, do I have to eat on Friday night, or is it enough to eat in the period of Tosefos? So the Marshal Paskins, and the Ba'ach quotes from the Maharal as well, it's not enough. You have to make sure that you eat at least the Kezias after nightfall.
And again, Kezias or
Shkia?
Shkia. Yes.
Everything's Shkia here. Yes. Okay. The Taz is quoted as arguing. The Taz quoted the Marshal, but the Taz argues and says, what's the big deal? You made a Kabbalah Shabbos, you made Tosefos Shabbos, and that's sufficient. The Magen Avraham has 2 days about this. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this as a well-known machlokas, usually quoted as the Taz versus the Maharshal. And it seems very clear, and again, some of these achronim make the point explicitly, that this is really getting to the heart of the issue. If all you see Tosefos Shabbos as is a spillover of Kedusha, let alone if it's only an Isra Malacha, so then it makes sense that eating in that period is not sufficient. But the Taz seems to hold, and we'll show him, Yirtzeh Hashem, that he's consistent with this position. The Taz holds that Tosefos Shabbos puts on our halacha glasses and it turns Friday into Friday night. It already changed the calendar. It's already Lila. And therefore, if I eat a whole meal in the period of Tosefos, I ate it on Shabbos. And therefore, there's no need to worry. Another example where the same protagonist debate is the question of Shmini Atzeres. This is a big issue. Everyone knows that in Shul, on the second, going into the second days of Sukkot, you have to wait. Right? Whether it's 43 minutes, 50 minutes, whatever the minhag of your Shul is, but you have to wait. We don't, right? It's not a question when we daven Marv early, but you can't start your Suda Shmini Atzeres night until it's already Seis. We want to get out of the Suffolk. Why? Where does that come from? It comes from the Maharshal. The Maharshal has a tshuva where he says, listen, you're going to be in Kach Tzuris. Now, with all the respect to any of the Hasidim who don't eat in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, the Maharshal assumed that all good Jews eat in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. After all, the Gemara says you have to. But the Gemara that says you have to eat in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres says, Yas Yuve, Yas Vinan. We sit in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres now that we're in Golus. Of course, in Eretz Yisrael we wouldn't, but in the diaspora we do. But we don't make a bracha. So says the Marshal Azoi. If you made Shmini Atzeres early, Tosefet Yontef, you made Shmini Atzeres early. Oh, it's a great thing, a mitzvah, I made Shmini Atzeres early. What are you going to do? So to eat in the Sukkah, of course you have to. Because Shmini Atzeres or Sukkahs, you have to eat in the Sukkah. But do you make a bracha? If it's still Hoshana Rabbah, it's still the last day of Sukkot, you got to make a bracha. If it's already Shmini Atzeres, you're not allowed to make a bracha. What's this poor Yid going to do? He's between a rock and a hard place. It's a Suffolk brachos. Therefore, says the Marshal, better not to get into such a Shaila, and our Shmini Atzeres, do not go into the Sukkah, do not start your Suda Shmini Atzeres night until it's Vadai Laila, and therefore you don't have any such problems. Wouldn't you know it? Comes along once again, our good friend and the Taz's protagonist, the Taz, and argues once again. And the Taz says, what are you hacking me a chanik? The Taz has a lushan. You're going to make a person fast for no reason on Yontif. Fast meaning you're waiting a half an hour or something. But the point is, you're not eating, you know, listen, you know us, Jews and food. I mean, you know, so especially it's late already. You know, how could you do it? So once again, you have the machlokas, just like we saw before about Friday night. Can you eat the meal early or you have to wait? So to Shmini Atzeres, again, Taz versus Maharshal. And here, if you look in the Lushan, both opinions, really, this is very, you don't always get such convenience, but both the Marshal and the Taz are almost explicit in their formulations. They give it away, what's motivating each of their respective shitas. I'll give you the money quote from each of them. The Marshal, when he says, uh-oh, you're in a rock and a hard place, you can't eat, what are you going to do? Eat bracha, says the Marshal, why? Ein lomar. Kaven the Mosif Michol al Chodesh in Kain over Hayom. Don't say just because I made early Yontif, I had Tosefos Yontif, that somehow the day has gone
to the next day. Day is turned into night. Ze'eno, it's not true. Lo la'asos laila. I haven't turned it into night. So you see, the Marshal is explicit. As we explained to him previously, when he was Machmir, that you have to eat your Shabbos meal into the night, because he holds that Tosefis does not turn the calendar. Tosefis does not turn it into night. And therefore, that's why you have a problem with Shmini Atzeres. Just like Lashit Toso, he said you'll have a problem every Friday night. However, the Taz argues, and the Taz also has a Lashon. Listen to the Lashon. The Taz says, Vadai Misha Hosif Mechol Al HaKodesh. For him, it's obvious that anyone who accepts an early Shabbos, an early Yontif, Kvar Cholach V'Holach Mimenu HaChovas Hayom Mashahoya. The obligations of the day that were have already passed. The calendar has turned. V'hu Kimo Belaila U'machar Mamish. You can't get any more explicit than that. You wouldn't say it Lakula like that. But although we will see actually one shita of a Kula by a fast day. So there, it's a very good question. It's a very good question. I don't know if he discusses it there, but there is a huge discussion already in Rishonim about Leil HaSeder. As if you make Pesach early, does that mean I can eat matzah early? Does that mean I can have Dalet Kosos early? And there, the Rishonim say it's a special Gzer Sakosov that everyone agrees that you can't do. That there's a special halacha by Pesach, and we have an additional drasha, Tesvav, we connect Sukkot and Pesach, that by there it's unique. So I think that everyone, even the Taz, will agree. But he'll agree, even though it's a chiddush for him. The other sheet is for them, it's obvious. But for him, it'll be a little bit of a chiddush, but he'll be forced to agree to it. But the point is, here you see explicit in their language that Taz says, no problem. You accept the Shemini Atzeres early. You don't have to make a bracha on the sukkah anymore. But it's still sukkah but for another hour. It's still a Shana Rabbah for another hour. It's still light out. No, you made early Yontif. When you make early Yontif, the calendar switches. It's now Shemini Atzeres, and therefore you don't have to worry about making a bracha, not making a bracha. Of course, according to the Taz, you would not make a bracha. Yes. Why?
Because Shabbos we take away from Friday, you're not taking away anything. You're making Shabbos early.
Okay. But the Maaseh of the Taz holds both.
He refers to it.
It's very suggestive. And I'll give you a third. Another chumrah that we accept from the Taz. Another thing. Until now, we've had two kulas of the Taz. But I'll give you again, because intellectually he's consistent, so sometimes there's another edge of the sword, and it's going to be a chumrah. And that is not Shemini Atzeres night. What's the most famous time where you got to wait on Shavuos? Right? That now it's not just for getting home, it's even for Marv, right? The latest night to daven in Shul, I think, came out a whole year, would be Shavuos night. The first night of Shavuos, I don't think any Shul that I know of, anybody? Any Shul that davens Marv before? Okay. Not on my watch.
Many years ago.
Okay. I'm sure it wasn't worth the machlokas that ensued. Trust me. But that's true about almost everything in life. But anyway, the bottom line is, it's almost a universal practice in all shuls that on Shavuos night we wait. Why? I don't wait for Rosh Hashanah. I don't have to wait for Pesach to daven. It's only Shavuos that we're this machmir. Why? So, it's not in the Gemara, it's not in any Rishonim, it's not in the Shulchan Aruch. It's in one place. The Taz. And the Taz says it'll be a problem. Because Shavuos isn't just Shavuos. Shavuos is also the end of Sfira. Right? When Shavuos begins, that means that Sfira ended. Shavuos is the 50th day. So says the Taz, we have, the Pasuk says that you have to count 7 weeks, Tamimos. It has to be complete. So he says if you make Shavuos, you daven Marav, if you accept Yontif early, so then, in a certain sense, like what you said, you're in a sense that you're Ba'al-Tigra, you're taking away from the Tamimos. And he holds that the obligation of Tamimos and Sfiras HaOmer requires that you have to go all the way till the end, till sunset, of, and there we're going to be machmir even till tzeis, because it's Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila during Banish Mashos. And therefore, he says you can't daven early. It's worth noting, I'll defend my predecessor, that the Karban Nisanel and Arve Psachim is medayik in the Rosh, that, again, the Rosh didn't discuss it, but he's medayik based on a Rosh. The Karban Nisanel says explicitly that it's ridiculous. Karban says, what are you talking about? I made sure, I'm going to accept Yom Tov early. How does that take away from Tamimus? And again, Nachamo, you see this is L'shitaso. The Taz holds L'shitaso that when you accept a Shabbos or Yom Tov early, it's like turning the page, night, day turns into night. So that'll allow him, on the one hand, certain leniencies, and here, the same position, to be consistent, is again greater Chumrah. But just like the Marshal argued with him, presumably the reason the Karban Nisanel argues with him is because he argues that that's not what Tosefer Shabbos does. You can have your cake and eat it too. You still have your Tamimus, because it didn't turn it into night, and yet I can still accept the Kedusha of Shavuos early. They have more time. They have more time for Tosefes. They have a longer set. It's easier for them. Well, I don't know when they start their Tosefes. Whenever they're a Makabal. My point is just that they have longer in the day to get it in. Now, again, I don't know too many Hasidim, again, Lamaisa, who start Shabbos late. Not just Europe. The Satmar Hasidim after the war, and I don't know how far away. Certainly in the 50s, the Satmar Hasidim used to be driving when everyone else, and Ramosha Feinstein called up the Satmar Rebbe. This is a famous thing. And he said, I know you did it in Europe. You can't do it. It's not going to work. You want to be machmir on Matzah Shabbos till 72 in 1,000 minutes? That's your business. But you don't get the kula on Friday. Now, it was consistent to Satmers.
Well, it makes sense.
Now, it makes sense. Well, she does them.
No, I'm saying, but in Europe, it also makes sense because of the times.
No, I don't think that's the issue. I don't think
it's a big part of the issue.
I'm saying most people didn't hold that rabbinic time even in Europe.
Yeah, but in their parts of Europe, because of the latitude, whatever.
I don't know. I never heard that before. It makes sense in the sense that they lived in their own independent communities. Everyone in Siget was keeping Rabbeinu Tam, so then what's the big deal? But when you're living in Manhattan or you're living in Bronx, when everyone else is doing one thing. That doesn't mean... Mincha is not the same thing as Malacha. Would they drive 20 minutes after Shkia? Okay, that's my point. After the war, they used to. They used to. That was L'shitasam. Satmar said, no problem. Okay. Anyway.
No, this is not a nether.
No, it's not a nether. There's no hatara. No, this is not a nether. There is a mitzvah called Tosefer Shabbos. If you do that mitzvah,
I don't think, not
a Kabbalah in that sense. No, it's not a nether. It's not, again, especially take the Shulchan Aruch Harav. You stop Malacha. That's already enough. It's not a nether. It's not a Kabbalah like that. It's not. It's a declaration. There's a difference. There's a difference. Listen, we're running out of time. We had a good discussion. I just want to mention to you, we're not going to have time to get into the details. I'll just mention to you quickly, two or three more issues which are discussed. So one, I can't remember who said it before. Was it you? Maybe I'm not sure. Somebody said Sfiras HaOmer. Alan, somebody said Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer, of course, is a famous, famous discussion. A huge machlokes, the Magen Avraham. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva about this. Classic problem, right? It's after Pesach. It's already getting, depending on if it's a leap year especially, it could be already late. You could already be making early Shabbos. And you made early Shabbos and you realize, I never counted Friday Sfiras HaOmer. And I didn't count Thursday night. Okay, it's okay. I have all day Friday to count. You got busy. And then all of a sudden, even though it's an hour before sunset, you already accepted early Shabbos. Is it too late? Are you out for Sfiras HaOmer or can you still count? That's a huge, huge machlokas. And without getting into the psak now, but clearly that debate is going to be very similar to the debates we've seen. If you see Tosefes as turning the calendar, then it's going to be too late. You're up a creek. If you say it's one of the other positions, then there may be some wiggle room to still allow you. Again, it's fascinating. I made Shabbos early, and I'm still counting Friday's day. The next one I want to mention, again, we're running late, just to give you one last. Well, I'll give you two more quickly. One, which is the show you asked me about chametz. So I didn't say anyone who would say such a crazy, somebody said about chametz. The craziest shita that I've seen, the most extreme shita that I've seen, is the Maharam quoted in the Mordechai and Erevin, who says if you have a Friday fast day, and you accept an early Shabbos, you can eat. So if you're really, really hungry on a long summer day fast, according to the Maharam, if you accept early Shabbos, you're allowed to eat. The Rav Yoh and others say, what are you talking about? It's crazy, and I don't think we would paskin this way. I don't have time. The Maharam says it. And finally, just the last thing to mention to you, and again, the point is just clearly to make the point obvious. Clearly the Maharam holds like the Taz. That's an extreme version of the Taz. That clearly the calendar day switched. It's now Shabbos. It's not Friday anymore. The fast day ended. And the last point to mention, which you've brought up, is yes, the Shulchan Aruch and Rama, they discuss in Hilchos Nida and Yaradeya, what if, the way they discuss it in Shulchan Aruch, let's say the whole shul, the community, has accepted Shabbos early, and the woman realizes, I haven't done my Hefsekar yet, I haven't done my Bedika yet. Is it too late? And Shach discusses, an even bigger Kiddush, what if she accepted Shabbos, she lit candles? And in all of these cases, there are some poskim who say, no, it's too late, you can't, it's too late. And others say, no, you still could do the Vedika. It's a big discussion. Shach, Bir Agra, again, we don't have time to get into it. But again, you see the issue clearly being the same thing. To the extent that it's just a halacha in Kedusha, spillover, or it is from halacha, so what's that got to do with my Bedika? I could still do a Bedika. But if you hold like the Taz and the Smaram and others who say, no, it's just the calendar switched. It's not Thursday anymore. It's not Friday anymore. It's Friday night. Well, it's Friday night, then it's too late to do a Bedika. You have to do a Bedika when it's daytime, not when it's nighttime. I'll just leave you with one last thing, which Gaone Gaonim, it took like Rav Yosef Engel to come up with the concept. Rav Yosef Engel declares the following suffix. I'll just leave this as a brain teaser for you for Shabbos. Like if your wife sees you talking to yourself, it's going to be only one explanation. You're still fascinated by this Rav Yosef Engel. So Rav Yosef Engel discusses the following. Let's say you have a day that has two Kedushas, a Shabbos Yontif or a Shabbos Yom Kippur. He wants to know, could I be Makabel Tosefis for only one of them? Can I? Exactly. He discusses that. Could you say, I want Shabbos early, but Yom Kippur is not going to be until it's actually dark? Or, so anyway, he raises that question, and I'll leave you with that as food for thought. A good Erev and early Shabbos for everyone.
No one would say it.